This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 4th, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Rumors began to fly when Kingfisher Airlines CEO Dr. Vijay Mallya made a surprise appearance at Epic Aircraft's press event in Oshkosh 2007. Now, in a report which appears to confirm those rumors, the Mint newspaper says on Monday that the flamboyant airline exec plans to invest $200 million in Epic. Mallya this weekend would say only he's in talks with an Epic promoter. An unnamed source told the paper, quote, Mallya recently flew to the U.S. in his private jet and met Epic Aircraft CEO Rick Schrammick to sign this deal, unquote. Mallya rose to prominence as a former chairman of United Breweries, India's largest brewer and the second largest in the world. The investment in Epic is said to be a personal one, not on behalf of Kingfisher or United Breweries. The Seattle Times reported Saturday further delays may be in store for Boeing's much-anticipated 787 Dreamliner. The company will reportedly announce on Wednesday that the first flight of the 787 could be pushed into late October or later, according to a source close to the program. Systems integration issues are blamed, and a source described as a Boeing engineering veteran says the rush to make the marketing-inspired July 8, 2007 rollout, a date also known as 787, required that the display model be taken back apart after the party. Boeing's Yvonne Leach said, quote, We have in place contingency plans that would protect the planned May 2008 first delivery in the event that the date of first flight moves, unquote. But, she added, that official first flight date is still on the calendar for this month. Quote, The plan is the plan until we know for sure we're going to change the plan, unquote. Score one for Lockheed Martin and Sikorsky as those manufacturers attempt to overthrow the selection of Boeing for a lucrative U.S. Air Force contract. On Thursday, the Government Accountability Office sided with protests lodged by the two companies in June and recommended the Air Force allow revised proposals in its competition for a new combat search and rescue helicopter. The GAO resolution is non-binding, but recommends Sikorsky and Lockheed be allowed to include technical and cost information in order to match changes in the U.S. Air Force's revised selection criteria. The recommendation is meant to place all three bidders on a level playing field, something those manufacturers contend wasn't done last November when the Air Force selected Boeing's HH-47, a variant of the Chinook, over Sikorsky's HH-92 and Lockheed's proposed variant of the US-101. The contract to replace aging Sikorsky HH-60G Pavehawks is worth at least $15 billion. An extensive new federal background check has some employees at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory seeing bureaucratic red. A group of 28 employees filed a lawsuit against NASA and the California Institute of Technology on Thursday, challenging the new background checks instituted after 9/11. The suit says the checks violate employees' constitutional rights by asking all employees, from janitors to visiting professors, to grant permission for the government to investigate everything from financial records to medical records to sex lives, or lose their jobs. The Associated Press reports JPL employees were told they have until September 28th to authorize the background checks or be considered voluntarily terminated as of October 27th. The hearing for a preliminary injunction is scheduled September 24th. Attorney Dan Stormer said the forms would allow investigations into personal lives for 2 years after leaving a job at JPL. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. Another 737 is found to have a problem with slat hardware. Sir Richard Branson says his four engine days are behind him. And Dubai Aerospace starts backing away from its Auckland deal. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, in my weekly talk with CFI Bob Miller, we'll look at the case of a pilot who got into trouble trying to make a VFR approach at the end of an IFR flight. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.